Did you know that MyBookie.com has more than just sports gambling? Oh, yeah. They've got an online casino that is amazingly fun to play and can be quite profitable. Want to sharpen some skills for a trip to Vegas or maybe another casino? You want to practice card counting, bet variance, or some exotic strategy you saw on TikTok? MyBookie.com. And of course, there's always the sports. Not just football, which we're all salivating about, but baseball, golf, tennis, boxing, MMA, and a bunch of stuff that you'll say, wait, I can bet something on that? Yes, you can. Get an account at MyBookie.com. Enter promo code ZABE so they know that I sent you. And splash around and have some fun in life, especially after you get that reimbursement check from your sales meeting in Grand Forks, South Dakota. MyBookie.com, the one, the only, the official sportsbook of the ZABEcast. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today.
Makeshift studio, which is in the car.
Your car.
Well, it because
by the way, it sounds better. It sounds better than if you were at home.
I know. Sounds good, doesn't it?
It's crystal.
We strive for quality here, my friend. So, with that said, and without further ado, let's get
it. It's millennials. They don't care about getting stuff right. You've given up on them, haven't you?
Well, yeah. Well, why? Of course, why wouldn't I?
Oh, I hate him also. Sorry. Oh, look at you.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother. Does he look like a bitch?
What?
Go on.
All right, Notorious J.A.Y. is with us. How we doing, my friend?
It's Wednesday, 5 o'clock, and I just... Or Wednesday, 6 o'clock, excuse me. I just ate a DiGiorno pizza, half of it by myself, alone. We call that a yellow day. That's a great day.
Well, good for you. That's great. Were you going to share it with the future ex...
She's out with her aunt, and I was like, okay, all right, well, I'll fend for myself. Okay. I'm good.
You're a grown ass man. You can fend for yourself.
I'm a man. I'm 50.
I'm a man. I think you're more than 50, aren't you?
I'm 52.
Yeah, exactly.
But that wouldn't help with the joke from the Oklahoma State coach. Right. And did he say 40? I'm 40.
Yeah,
I'm 40. That's right. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Boy, there is college football news a popping on this Wednesday.
Oh,
Tuesday night into Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. So where do you want to start with the gambling degenerates of Iowa at both Iowa and Iowa State?
Yes.
Or the possible expansion of the Big Ten to 20 teams?
Yeah, I'd like to start there.
Okay, yeah. It looks like the Big Ten is looking over at the Pac-12's plate and saying, are you going to eat that?
It's like your girlfriend. Yeah. Yes.
You still want to have a league? Because if not, we might be interested in pick team A, B, and C. 20 teams they're talking about. And once you're at 20, you might as well go to 24 and cut it up into two 12-team divisions. Or, as we like to say, once you've eaten half a DiGiorno's by yourself, just eat the whole fucking thing.
Might as well finish it. Yeah. I'm going to finish it when the Orioles game starts. Okay. Who am I lying to? So, all right.
Can I get a sidebar?
Yeah.
How excited are you for your Orioles?
On a scale of 1 to 10, 8.5. Yeah.
It's exciting. Five. I'm super happy for you. Super happy for my boy One Account. I know
that me and One Account are huge fans. That's right.
Yeah, I know the pain and suffering you guys have been through on this. And I've been trying to tell Brewer fans, look, this is the life for the small markets. They've got to do a deep submarine dive to suck and suck hard. And then you come rocketing up to the surface like a submarine for a brief year or two or however long it lasts to have a shot at something great.
That is true, but the only thing that I suffered with during this rebuild, and I think I tweeted like every day, so you got a stockpile. Okay, so what's the end game? So like this year, they didn't make any free agent signings worth a damn.
Right.
No trades. I'm just going, so you stock. By the way, their AAA team is on a run for an historic year and wins. And I'm like, so, okay, what's the point, though? What is the end game? When do we start, you know, seeing the rewards? Trading somebody for, you know, Shohei Ohtani, even though there's only one player on the team I would trade straight up for Shohei Ohtani. It's Gunnar Henderson, who, by the way, I think is the second best player in baseball. But that's just me.
But that's just you.
But
the second best player that's just in baseball. Me.
I wouldn't trade anybody in baseball that's like Shohei for Gunnar Henderson.
Wow.
And I'm a jaded baseball fan.
You're
and
old school.
I don't give out compliments like that, but this guy, he's special.
Yeah. Well, he's you know special. What?
Better than Trout at this age, better than Harper. Because I thought Harper had the quickest hands I've ever seen in my entire life. Henderson's hands go inside the ball quicker than anybody else I've ever seen.
All right. For those casuals out there, tell them who Gunnar Henderson is.
Oh, sorry. Gunnar Henderson is the second baseman for the Baltimore Orioles. No, second baseman. Shortstop. Third, he plays everywhere in the infield.
Infielder and with power.
He wasn't. Infielder with power. Yes.
Yeah. Pretty sweet.
Okay. Overall, like 5 pick or something like that. So
I think the key is, Jay, you've got to have a GM when you're stockpiling assets, when you're sucking and sucking hard. You need to have a GM that knows when to time the rapid ascent to make a run at it. In other words, I call it the Leroy Jenkins effect. You have to make sure you know when you're going in. Okay, what are we doing here? All right, we're going to go ahead, going in flank. You got to get a plan on when to come out of the suckitude depths as a small market. And then you go for it, but you've got to have a plan. And the timing has to be right. And there's no guarantee on the timing as to when are we going to try to do this thing, right?
Yeah, it's you know, but you really don't know. Because like the Braves in the early 90s went through this when they just started getting talent and they, you know, they started slowly. Then by like 91, it was like, okay, we're just going to kill you for like 8 years because we have these people under control and we have the best pitching staff in baseball. There you go. That's what you got to do. Get your players under control first, the players that you developed.
Yep.
And then you got to go out and trade for pitching or free agent pitching, either one.
Yeah. No hitter last night as well. By Framber Valdez of the Astros. It's the second one this year. There's fewer and fewer no-hitters every year, it seems, because nobody's pitching complete games. how excited are you for anyone's no hitter?
I had the package, so I turned on the last inning, and I was rooting for him hard. The stat, though, that they said at the end of the game that just knocked me off my feet. Do you know how many Astros have pitched no hitters?
Quite a few.
16.
Yeah.
They have 16 no hitters.
Yeah.
On their racket. That's incredible.
Not only that, but there is one name that on the Astros home broadcast on the list of men who've thrown no hitters, they have redacted or erased as a name. Do you know this?
Okay.
I believe Mike Fiers, who was the original rat who told on the Astros about the trash can scheme when he went to Oakland.
So they removed it. Oh, that's petty. I kind of like it, though, being petty myself. That's a petty move. I kind of like that.
Here it is, 2015. So, yeah, no hitters. This might have been a Photoshop. Or no, I don't know. It looks like a Houston Sportsnet graphic. And it's got Valdez. It's got the combination no-hitter from 2022, which was in the World Series. Javier, Abreu, yes. Montero, and Presley. Then there was a combo in 2022 as well during the season, Javier, Neris, and Presley. Verlander in 2019. Sanchez, Harris, Bagani, Devenski, combo no-hitter in 2019. And then 2015, can you, because I'm in a car and it's awkward, I don't want to mess this up, can you look something up right now or no?
I'm going to have to go to another screen.
Not also, really,
if I,
right?
I don't want to. Do I have to click off? I can click off the yard screen and go to another one.
Hold on a second.
You want me to try that?
No, just okay. Talk for a second.
Da, 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 da. By the way, my FTP.
No, I mean, make a point or something. Don't just.
No. I was gonna
talk
say
for a second. I'll get it as I put the mic between my legs. If only, Jay, I had a van that I could do podcasts from.
Yeah, oh, you bought one. I remember the Mike Scott no hitter to, I believe, win the NLC. The NL West title, that was a great one. They pitched one in the World Series. Nolan Ryan has four by himself. Who am I forgetting? J.R. Richard, though, never threw a no-hitter. I was surprised by that because he was pretty dominant for like 5 or 6 years.
Okay, here we go. 2015, right? That's what I said was the year that they redacted on this one?
Yes.
There it is. Mike Fiers. For Houston against the Dodgers, 3-0. The petty.
He pitched a complete game. Ooh.
Perfect game. Not perfect game. No hitter. No hitter by Mike Fiers. Mike Fiers was the original rat.
Okay, that's like people who don't know that Reggie Bush won the Heisman. Because he had to give it back. We know who it is.
Right.
Okay. We know Mike Fiers pitched a no hitter.
Houston Scotty sent me the picture. He goes, they took one name off the list of Astros no hitters, just one from 2015. All caps, never forget that rat bastard pedo.
Pedo? What?
Pedo. He called him a pedo. I don't know if Mike Fiers had any.
You can't throw that around.
I don't know. Now I got to go.
He can be a rat, but a pedophile, I got to have some hard concrete evidence about that one.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Mike Fiers allegation. Here's Mike Fiers is a pedo snitch who will never throw another pitch in Major League Baseball.
Written by Houston Scotty.
Right. Let's see. Astro fans are now saying Mike Fiers is a literal child molester.
Oh, God. Remember the rumor that Fernando Tatis and Joe Buck were lovers? Remember that dumb rumor? Remember that stupid rumor? You don't remember that one?
I don't, but it sounds plausible.
Yeah, somebody tried to make that up. It's just the Cordell Stewart in the park in his house with another man. Remember that one?
Right.
Also made up.
Right.
So when was
the Orioles' last playoff game of which I was at? I believe it was the Tigers.
And Tigers 2016.
Okay, so that's 7 years.
Yeah.
7 years. And it's been a deep dive of suckitude since. I asked Brewer fans here and my colleagues, I'm like, what do you want? Do you want to be kind of good, make the edges of the playoffs, maybe win a series or not every year or every other year? Or do you want to go into deep dives every 5 to 6 and surface and go deeper into the playoffs, maybe the NL or ALCS?
Wow. What's the Brewers farm system look like?
It's pretty good in Nashville. They got guys coming. They got guys coming.
I mean, is it top 10?
Ah, shit, I don't know. What is this, a baseball podcast? I've already turned off half of our listeners going, Jesus, the first 12 minutes with Jay was all baseball.
I'm sorry for asking crazy questions.
No, that's okay. I'm the one that steered us onto this, so it's my fault.
The deep dive only can be if you've had a previous incompetent GM, which the Orioles did.
Check.
So if there's a guy coming in while you're rolling or pretty good, he's just got to tinker. If you come in to suck a tooth, you just got to kill it and start all over. We had Dan Duquette, who I believe might have been on the scale, on the pendulum. That's what people used to say.
All right. So the schools the Big Ten is considering adding include Oregon, Washington, Cal, and Stanford, after they have already plucked your school, USC, and UCLA, and that would leave pretty much nothing left to the Pac-12. They would melt away. Florida State and Clemson, Jay, are eyeing leaving the ACC to go to, I think, the what? Where were they supposed to go?
Florida State's always flirted with the SEC, and it would make more sense to Clemson to go to the SEC. I remember, but Florida State was courted like before they came to the ACC, and it just never materialized for them to go to the SEC. But those two schools definitely belong in the SEC.
Oh, it's Florida State and Clemson are talking about the Big Ten as well. So really? We're going to come down to two conferences, the Big Ten and the SEC. And these two conferences will then be carved up into 12 and 12s, and then the champions of each half would meet each other. I mean, look, I've seen worse setups. Right now, it's worse than that would be. You get 24 team, you get a 48 core, super core of football, right? That covers coast to coast, right?
Yes.
And then you have a mini playoff before the playoff inside of that. You can preserve historical rivalries once you get 24 teams in the SEC and 24 teams in the Big Ten. And you could play a normal schedule. I really think what college football needs, because fans like it this way, is to play a normal schedule every year where you have a set of 11 regular teams in your division or your league that you play every single year. You don't skip them. It's not, well, what year are we playing Penn State this year? Fuck that noise. Every year you should know, here's the 11 assholes we're playing, and I can't wait to beat that asshole, and those assholes right there.
But the other assholes are going to go like, wait a minute, why can't we get USC to come in here and pack our stadium?
Sure, and that's when you tell the other assholes, no, you're playing those assholes in your group, and you need to learn to hate those guys. And trust me, and here's how it's going to work. The best asshole of you guys will play our best asshole in a televised game for the championship of the big super league. So that's 48 super teams that congeal between the northern tier, the Big Ten, and the southern tier of football, Jay, the best football in America, I do say. Oh my God, I hurt my voice doing that. Oh, God.
We don't want that. But now, doesn't this make the, 18 playoffs? They might as well not have that now. Because we're going to know at the end of the season who the two best teams are. Or two best conferences.
Well,
you just got to get the Big 12 and an independent. And you can go back to the old system, the 14. Because again, if you 24, you'll know who the two best teams in those two conferences are. There's no gray area.
Well,
you know, the person that comes in the Big Ten is the best. Big SEC, they're the best.
Well, they would be the best for the regular season and the conference championship, but then we could just jumble them up again. And then, I mean, you know how it works. They're going to say, all right, congratulations. You get to hang a banner and have a trophy and a ring for this. Now there's a new playoff. That's a new 12-team playoff that includes the littles, as Tony Kornheiser would call his listeners, the littles, and it would include the other rump conferences that remain, the AAC. Big 12.
Big 12, AAC, Notre Dame, because they're always going to be, you know, bitching around.
You know, Notre Dame at some point has to get married. Notre Dame is the bachelor who won't commit. They've had chances to join leagues forever, and they're just like, nah, we're commitment phobic. We can't do that. Plus, they've got a good deal being the lone wolf bachelor program that they are.
And it's like now they're like the 50-year-old kind of hot woman wearing a midriff shirt. She's kind of hot, but not as hot as she was. Does that make sense?
Speaking of middle-aged hot, last night pivot.
That's a great
pivot. Speaking of middle-aged hot, last night here at the house we're staying at, we binge-watched episodes of Making the Squad, the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. Have you ever in your life watched that reality show?
No.
Okay.
Will I ever in my life? No.
What? Don't act all high. Jay, you might want to give it a try.
Okay.
I can say this with genuine sincerity. I believe it's borderline mental cruelty what these girls go through. It's unbelievable the amount of shit that they have to have perfect to be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. And the two middle-aged boss bitch ex-Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders who run the team are so cold and merciless in their scrutinizing of these young women who just want to be. It's a lifelong dream. I don't want my dream to be crushed. And they have to be
$50 a game and get two free tickets.
There was one gal who was trying to make the team, and she had given birth to a daughter just 2 years ago. And, Jay, she had abs you could bounce a quarter off of. Unbelievable. Like, the amount of starvation that must go on. One girl's like, well, I'm 113. I need to get down to 104, according to the coach. I'm like, who's going to notice the 7 or 9 pounds? For God's sakes.
I've been to cheerleading tryouts for the Baltimore Ravens. I was shocked by the amount of athleticism and skill that it takes to do this. And they're strong as hell. That's another thing, too.
Right. So, well, the other thing that I noticed...
Kishar respect.
Yeah, the other thing that I noticed was just how many different silly things they have to learn how to do. They have to do dance routines. They have to learn how to pose right for their photos. They have to learn how to smile right and be forceful in their moves. They have to make sure that they're in rhythm and on time with the beat and on time with the rest of the cheerleaders. They have to maintain their arm level when it comes to the kick line. And they can't have any tattoos whatsoever. Get how hard it is in today's day and age to find a hot 20-something woman without a single piece of ink.
It's damn near impossible.
Yeah. But
you can't
somehow,
buy 40-year-old women.
I know. Somehow they find them. And, I mean, their teeth. Their teeth are so white, Jay. They blind you. The veneers and how big the white teeth are. It's crazy. And they're all stressing out about every little thing. To the point where I'm saying, this is not worth it. These young women are someone's child. Please release them from their torture. Fold up this team. But the reason is it's the elite cheerleading team in all of sports. And I have seen the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders in person, in the wild, at Radio Row, 1 year at the Super Bowl. And I can tell you, Jay, they were showstoppers. They were incredible to see in person. They were hotter, more perfect, more shiny, the whole deal. The only time I've ever been stopped in my tracks with someone or something that looked so magnificent was when I saw Michael Jordan in the wild, in the tunnels of the Charlotte Coliseum after a game against the Hornets.
Oh, it happened once in that.
It happened to me once, too.
Yeah.
In a suit that I'm sure cost who knows how much money, and it stopped me in my tracks. So,
seeing Michael walk in the locker room stopped me in my tracks. Cal Ripken, having him open the door as he was coming out, I was going in.
Really?
That stopped me. That was another one. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so you were just talking about cheer. So I was trying to think, who else is I? Laker girls, Raiderettes.
Yeah. Laker girls.
Is that the three?
Right, probably the top three.
Okay.
In all of sports. Probably.
I can't.
But it's really
Laker girls, Raiderettes, yeah.
But it's really, it's Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders is way up here. And then number two is multiple notches down.
Oh, I can't believe what I just did. I made a list, Zabe. Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
I can hear him now.
Here we go.
What are you guys talking about? The New York City brick dancers are much better. You two are idiots. Oh, God. I'm sorry. I can't do that. No list. I'm
Welcome
sorry.
Welcome to List Talk Radio, everybody.
One, two, or three.
Welcome
I know,
to List
not
Talk
doing.
Radio.
I can, yeah. Yeah.
Did you know that MyBookie.com has more than just sports gambling? Oh, yeah. They've got an online casino that is amazingly fun to play and can be quite profitable. Want to sharpen some skills for a trip to Vegas or maybe another casino? You want to practice card counting, bet variance, or some exotic strategy you saw on TikTok? MyBookie.com. And of course, there's always the sports, not just football, which we're all salivating about, but baseball, golf, tennis, boxing, MMA, and a bunch of stuff that you'll say, wait, I can bet something on that? Yes, you can. Get an account at MyBookie.com. Enter promo code ZABE so they know that I sent you. And splash around and have some fun in life, especially after you get that reimbursement check from your sales meeting in Grand Forks, South Dakota. MyBookie.com, the one, the only, the official sportsbook of the ZABEcast. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right. It's backup. It's backup season right now. I first need your thoughts on Sean Payton backing off his comments regarding the Jets and Nathaniel Hackett. Go.
Okay. First of all, are we really defending Nathaniel Hackett? And when you say Hackett, that screams shitty coach. His father will remember Coach USC, and he was the shittiest USC coach in memory.
Well, this so is the Hackett, more than just
shitty being a shitty coach, and the Hacketts, they go hand in hand. But as Aaron Rodgers did say, keep my coach's name out your mouth. You don't do that.
Yes.
That's right. I just texted Jared Bell just to get the deets on that.
Jared Maybe Bell, USA back. Today,
USA
longtime
Today
sports writer, columnist, story. Jared Bell.
Yes. So, and did I just drop a name? Was that?
No, it's okay.
I didn't mean to be a douchebag.
No,
I literally just texted him before you called me because I hadn't talked to him in like a couple of months, and I just wanted to know any deets. So if he texts back while we're talking, I'll let you know what he says.
Did you? By the way, this is sad. Did Brian Burwell pass away, former USA Today guy?
About 15 years ago.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same nicest thing as guy. Ralph Another Wiley, who was fantastic. He died
Another
way
great
too young.
We too early. Yeah, B-Well, maybe 10 years ago, B-Well passed. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right. So anyway, yeah, I wish Sean Payton had stood on his comments and said.
He backed off. Yeah.
And just said, I said what I said. We're not going to revisit it. We're moving on. You don't need to necessarily double down or pile on or add anything more, but don't apologize. When a guy tries to kick a 60-yard field goal to win a game on the road, you're standing on, you know, quicksand. Nobody's going to defend you on that. He sucked. he allowed too much from Russell Wilson. It was his job as head coach, no matter what the perceived power structure was, to put his foot down and say, no, you can't do this. I give credit to Mike McCarthy when he took over here in Green Bay. Brett Favre was at the peak of his YOLO, throwing picks, fucking around stage of his career. And McCarthy was the first guy to say, pull him aside and say, listen, you can't do that. If you keep doing that shit, I'm the one who's going to be fired. Nothing's going to happen to you. It's me. And he actually was able to trim Favre up and get him to throw less interceptions. But he had to put his foot down to do it. That's what a coach has to do. Hackett didn't put his foot down to say to Russell Wilson, oh, you want an office here? No, this is the Denver Broncos football facility. Go fucking negotiate your Subway deals at home. Practice is at 10
minutes.
Go home
with Sierra. Yeah, go home with Sierra, and I'll see you tomorrow. There you go.
You know, I haven't heard much from her lately. How's she doing?
I saw a story about Russell Wilson and Future. Future is her baby daddy.
Oh yeah.
I just didn't go into it because I really didn't care. So I'll go look later and let you know. But okay. But Sean Payton, doesn't he have a lot on his racket too? He can't be wasn't he involved in a couple little scandals? So really shouldn't be shooting off his mouth about anybody.
Yeah, he escaped the most scrutiny. It was mostly fell on Greg Williams on Bounty Gate. So yeah, and also somebody pointed out Sean Payton, as soon as he saw the Saints roster had gone into the shitter, pulled the eject cord and goes to Fox for a lot of money, right? And then he poaches a job where he's like, ooh, this guy sucked, and I'm gonna go take that job, and if it doesn't work out, I can then point the dirty finger at Russell Wilson and say, well, he was unredeemable. It's not me.
The time I remember Sean Payton is the Ravens 2000 Super Bowl. He was the O coordinator for the Giants. I distinctly remember Jim Fossil taking away his play-calling duties because he was sucking so bad.
Wow. Okay, that's going back a ways. So yes. there was one backtrack. Then we get to Carly Lloyd, former U.S. Women's National Team striker, or midfielder, I believe, after the U.S. tied Portugal to squeak out of pool play and into the knockout stage where they are still the heavy favorites, although maybe not anymore. They were going into this thing. Here, first I'm going to play the comments after the game in which she was disgusted that the players were prancing around and smiling and laughing and signing autographs as if they had done something, even though they played like ass, and only a post by Portugal had saved them. Here was Carly Lloyd's original comments.
Well, this is more than just concerning.
These are not the images we should be expecting to see from a team that survived Portugal and survived to get to the round of 16. I appreciate them taking care of the fans, but let me tell you, Carly Lloyd's butt would be back in the locker room kicking things, throwing things.
I have never witnessed, and just seeing these images for the first time right now on the desk, I have never witnessed something like that. There's a difference between being respectful of the fans and saying hello to your family, but to be dancing, to be smiling. I mean, the player of the match was that post. You were lucky to not be going home right now.
Okay, those were the original comments. Jay, before I play her follow-up, how would you judge those comments? Fair and in bounds, although harsh?
Hot girls can say whatever they want. Oh, sorry.
you like Carly Lloyd.
I think.
Is Carly Lloyd hot?
I like Carly Lloyd. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Carly Lloyd versus Alex Morgan.
Alex Morgan.
Okay. Carly Lloyd versus Mia Hamm.
Oh, Carly Lloyd.
Carly Lloyd versus Hope Solo.
See, Hope Solo has a crazy girlfriend.
Oh, she got bad girl all over her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'll still go Carly Lloyd. And we've seen Hope Solo's goods. So we know she has them. Hey, man,
that's exactly right. Okay, so there was that. Now, of course, a day later, with people predictably reacting and some people
clutching up the pearls.
The pearl clutching then commenced on social media, and Carly Lloyd had to kind of go trim up her comments. Here was her follow-up.
Well, I'd like to state that obviously I was very critical of the team last night. I've had some time to reflect, to sleep on it, and I want people to understand that I care deeply about this team. I poured my heart and soul into this team for 17 years. And it was based off of a legacy that was just passed down from generation to generation. The mentality, the DNA of what makes that team so great. And so my comments were reflective on me wanting to see that legacy continue to be passed down from generation to generation. And with that, it comes with hard work. It comes with focus. And so my hope is that that continues, because that is what makes the U.S. so special and so deadly. And that is what ultimately has won us championship.
Okay. Well, your thoughts.
My thought in the whole thing, though, all these ladies have bitched about for like 8 to 10 years is how they don't get paid, mm-hmm. how they don't get treated like men. Mm-hmm. Well, now you're getting treated scrutinized like the men.
Yeah. Amen.
And you can't handle it. Perfect. What the fuck do you girls want? What do you want? I don't know what you want now. Right. So you're getting treated like men's teams do. But yet you still can't handle that. So what can you? Right. It's like Naomi Osaka. You want to be a millionaire, but you don't want people scrutinizing you. You want to cry,
right?
And you don't want to play tennis. It's just pick your lane.
That's a good point. Or who is the gymnast who got the twirlies and had to tap out of the Olympics?
And I mean, people just all. I mean, just don't do it.
It's
the easy opt out.
Yeah, the public arena in sports is harsh. And you will be judged, and people will criticize you, and people will say mean things about you, and that's called the price of admission. It was true equality that she ripped him and ripped him good, and I wish she had stood more firm instead of, you know, couching in, well, I reflected and thought about it, and, you know, I was coming from a place where I want this legacy to continue. No, she should say, if they keep taking selfies after 0-0 draws against Portugal, they're leaving the tournament. And they're leaving the tournament in embarrassment. So they need to get their focus right and do it now, because they have an uphill battle to stay alive. Any other questions? Good. Thank you very much.
By the way, can you stand to see less of Megan Rapinoe in the upcoming years?
Well, she's going to exit stage left. I think
her
natural life cycle as an activist soccer player is pretty much over. She also had pretty much a wide open net on a really good cross, and then booted it about 20 yards up into the stands. It was pretty bad. She's not as good as she once was. Okay, let's move on. I didn't get this early, and I meant to do it right away. The gambling. The gambling at Iowa and Iowa State is absolutely bonkers. Hunter Deckers, the quarterback for Iowa State, is being charged in a scheme to have been making gambling wagers, to making wagers, including those on his own team. And he was doing it with his parents covering for him.
That's the part that made me laugh.
It's unbelievable. Jamie Deckers, his mom, is part of this criminal filing in which they say that his parents engaged in a scheme to allow the quarterback to disguise his identity and manipulate online mobile transactions in order to create the appearance that sports wager transactions were conducted instead by his mom. Gambling in Iowa is apparently illegal, and he was doing it out of state, I believe.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's illegal in Iowa.
I just think the whole story is hysterical.
He placed 366 mobile or online bets, totaling more than $2,799, which doesn't come out to a whole shit ton of money. And because it's all digital, they have the evidence right there. You're like being sneaky going, ooh, watch this. I'm registering on my phone an account linked to my mom, and therefore they're never going to catch me. Ha, 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 ha. I'm going to make a ton of money. What a moron. Guy's facing up to 2 years in prison. I'm sure won't get that. But still, it's a big legal headache. For what? Less than $3,000 in gambling? And he's your quarterback, Jay.
So I believe he will be kicked off the team and out of school.
Oh, yeah.
But
the quarterback will not participate in fall camp.
But I'm sure this is rampant.
Well,
we just don't know about it.
Well, there's that story, and then there was this. Right across the state at Iowa, the kicker was doing the same things. Kicker Aaron Blom has been accused of placing 170 bets, totaling $4,000, according to court documents. And Blom used an account registered to his mother to place wagers.
Ain't no love like a mama's love.
yeah.
Well, he won $4,000. That's all he won, or
he placed a total. I mean, 170 bets totaling $4,000. So
is that even a misdemeanor for something to get caught? $4,000.
Well, I think the legal problem is that they entered false account information to get around the fact that the state has not yet legalized digital gambling. But holy shit, you kidding me? Why? For what reason?
$4,000.
This takes the Calvin Ridley level of stupidity to 11. You're college kids. What the fuck are you doing? And it points to the fact that the college landscape right now, Jay, is the Wild West. NIL is ruling the land. It is the gold rush. They don't know who's in charge. They don't know what curbs or what limits to NIL there are. They're begging Congress to get involved because somebody has to make the rules when it's all said and done.
Congress did something today. I just haven't read this story. I was saving that for my bedtime reading.
Indigestion.
When I'm sitting on the couch with slobber coming out like Homer Simpson.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
But they did something. I don't know what they did, but they passed some ruling, and so I got to read what that was.
Yeah. Well, normally any entity never wants Congress involved. The fact that the NCAA and the university presidents are begging Congress to get involved tells you where things are at. They're like, look, because of NIL, because we've lost in court at every step of the way, transfer portal's wide open, it's crazy these days, we need somebody to set the rules. And I've said this all along about the NCAA. People have hated on the NCAA for being petty and selective in who they prosecute, right, Jay, with USC?
Yes.
And you're not wrong about that. They have been petty. They have been way too, this was an improper benefit. And they have been all over the map. Some programs get hammered harder than others. I don't dispute any of that. But what I've kept saying over the years, and I'll still say it today, somebody has to set the rules. Somebody has to call balls and strikes. Somebody has to be in charge. And so I said, okay, you want to get rid of the NCAA, because it was trendy for a while for callers and media members and sports hosts to go, abolish the NCAA. I say, great. Who's taking over then? Someone's got to set the fucking rules. If you can have nil appearances for up to $10 million as a college player, fine. At least now you've got a limit on that. You've got some rules for the road, because as we learned in Seinfeld, Jay, without rules, there's what?
Chaos. No. Yeah, chaos, yes.
Without rules, there's chaos, and that's where we are right now. And I believe the permissibility of the college landscape leads dipshit kickers at Iowa, like Aaron Blom, to start firing in bets under his mom's name, or the quarterback at Iowa State to do the same.
So, how will they get this under control is the question when there's nobody minding the store.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe literally, Congress.
There's no Mark Henrik's not there anymore.
No. Well, they're toothless. The NCAA is tired of losing in court and spending a ton of money to lose in court, so they're just not going to try to sue anymore to go, hey, you can't do that. The NCAA is akin to who was it in Animal House trying to stop the parade from disintegrating into mayhem?
Not Dean Wormer.
Was it?
Is that who you're talking about?
Was it Niedermeyer?
Niedermeyer.
Niedermeyer. He's like, stop. That's where the NCAA is right now. Okay, before we close with FTG.
Wait a minute. You brought up a point, though. I have to bring. So you still have not watched Major League?
No, and I feel like I feel like once I do, my hook, my angle is gone. I need to preserve this pristine powder on the slopes of my resume, as egregious as it is. once I've watched Major League, it's over, Jay. I've got nothing to hang my hat on.
No, because there's a lot of movies on your racket that you haven't seen. That could be, there's this thing on the theory of YouTube. It's fan reactions to music.
Okay.
And it's pretty funny. I couldn't do that for you because there's a lot of movies you're like, I didn't see it. I'm like, what?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So maybe this. Two suggestions have been made. One is to organize a listener get-together screening of the movie with me and to get a big recliner and to duct tape me to the recliner so I am forced to watch it.
The listener thing is great. I don't think I'll have to duct tape you. But well, the movie was on the other day and I watched it. And I was like, does it hold up? Because when it came out, it was like, oh, this is every baseball head's new movie.
Oh, you were scrutinizing it, huh? You were worried about that. Okay. The other idea was, and this is hilarious, I should watch Major League 2.
No.
And then start raving about how good it is and quote lines from that movie to further enrage people that I was like, no, I started with 2 because it was on the other day. I really liked it. How trolly would that be?
Story angle better.
How infuriating would that be to listeners?
Any movie with me in it goes right to the top.
Oh.
So, yes. So Major League 2 must
Jay,
be watched.
Remind people what you're in. What scene?
I'm in the last scene when Rick Vaughn strikes out the guy from Austin, a gentleman who killed himself. I can't remember. David Keith or Keith David. One of the two names. And I ran to Rick Vaughn and got in the shot. It's funny.
I love
it. Stupendous, yes.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. I am on vacation next week. I will have time to watch Major League. I just don't know if it's going to happen. All right, here we go. Big finish. Get your FTG ready to go, Jay.
I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
Okay, Jay, who do we have?
No, see, I had a whole new thing for FTG. I was every week my FTG was going to be some listener on some platform who was bitching and moaning about you, me, whatever, okay. You know, Ron Thomas, whatever. I'm just going, and I should have written the name down because some guy was bitching yesterday about Glenn Eunice. And I'm going to say this to who it was. Wait a minute, let me take Dickweed. If you spell his name right, maybe it'll make sense. It's not Younis. Younis. I just all the bitching is making me funny. And there was a guy on Reddit or on your review who said I was the most horrible thing on your show, which made me giggle because it was funny. But so every week I have to get. I will next week I will have the listener's name and bet. But the guy who said Eunice is horrible and I'm skipping it and spelled Eunice Younis. Fuck that guy.
Okay, there you go. Turn it up.
Fuck
Here's my FTG. It goes to one Johnny Manziel, who's apparently going to open a sports bar near Texas A&M. Congratulations, Johnny. Whatever money you're going to have in this, probably not a whole lot, because I don't think you got a lot of money left from your brief playing career in the NFL. You're going to lose it. Oh, a sports bar, huh? Oh, near Texas A&M. Huh? Wow, what a genius idea that is. This guy is a complete bag of shit, and I can't wait for this bar to fail. Johnny Manziel, fuck that guy! All right, Jay, thank you for waiting for me today. Enjoy the back half of your DiGiorno's pizza watching
the back
hose
nine.
On.
We're going to the back
we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you're putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.